Hello.
Hello. I'm Chris from Minnesota Opinion Surveys.
Okay.
I can hear you better. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Thank you. We were in the question, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. Robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development. Access to educational resources. Parental involvement and support. School safety and security. Black-centered curriculum. Up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. A diverse range of free and or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, special education programs, diversity of teachers, access to technology, or quality of teachers, or something not listed here.
Let's do the yes, no.
Yeah. Robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development.
No.
Access to educational resources?
Yes.
Parental involvement and support?
I don't think so.
School safety and security?
No.
Black-centered curriculum?
Yes.
Up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure?
No.
A diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities?
Yes.
Okay, we have the three. Or would you like to change? Okay.
No.
That's fine. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community.
Yes.
Is that a yes, disagree, or yes, agree?
Yes, agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree or disagree? Oh, I agree.
Oh. And is strongly or just somewhat?
Just agree.
Oh, it's just that we do have a scale of strongly agree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Thank you. Here is the definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Now, do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools?
I would support it.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools?
No, I don't. I mean, I support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students?
Not chokeholds, but if they have to restrain them, yes.
We do have, once again, the scale. We have strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
Yes, they are.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to the top two options that would help the most. Ability to build out investment portfolio, helping starting or maintaining a business, help acquiring valuable job skills, support building a strong professional network, debt reduction, more opportunity to promotion and raises, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, or something not listed in here?
Could we do the yes, no?
Mm-hmm. Ability to build an investment portfolio, help starting or maintaining a business, help acquiring valuable job skills.
Yes.
Support building a strong professional network. Debt reduction.
No.
More opportunities to promotion and raises, or financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, or something you would like to add.
Yes to the last two, not something to add, but the last two.
The last two. We can only choose two options. So we already have help acquiring
the last one.
Thank you very much. So your responses were help acquiring valuable job skills and financial literacy resources to reach financial goals.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
That's fine. The answers that you chose were help acquiring valuable job skills and financial literacy resources to reach financial goals.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Once again, please select up to the top two options that would help the most. Universal healthcare, increased rental assistance programs, increased
universal health. You can mark universal healthcare.
Thank you. Now, increased income-based housing programs, universal basic income.
Universal basic. Oh, sorry.
Don't worry. Did you want to hear the rest? Because we can only
choose
two.
Yes.
Increased homeownership programs, increased food assistance programs, subsidized public transportation, increased statewide subsidized housing, and something not listed here.
No.
So
I'm trying to think of my second one. Okay, could you read the beginning part again?
Okay. Increased rental assistance programs, increased income-based housing programs, increased homeownership programs,
increased homeownership programs.
That one in exchange of universal basic income, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So it's universal healthcare and increased homeownership programs.
Okay.
Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Please select up to the top three traits that are most important to you. Access to good school, convenient public transportation.
Access to good schools, convenient transportation, yes.
Yeah. Access to parks or natural spaces. Employment opportunities nearby, walkability, affordable housing options, neighbors who look like me, safe and secure surroundings, or friendly and supportive neighbors, or something not listed here.
Nope.
Okay. So that was access to good schools, convenient public transportation options, and safe and secure surroundings.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? And now we're going to select your top two most helpful initiatives. Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership, building more middle and low income housing, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or something not listed here.
Okay, the first one.
The first one. And the second one, the available options are repurposing unused or abandoned land or building.
What was the first one?
Oh, the first one was making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities.
Yep. And then making houses more affordable to buy.
Okay. We do have, let's see, giving incentives to companies who build more affordable housing, or repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing.
No, the first one that you read.
Okay, thank you. Now, we finally reached the statistical question. We're almost there. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Three.
How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Both of them or just one?
Both.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I believe it was $35,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience and your time, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, Matt.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you.